Just there may be commotion with the nurse and everything in the background. Sure. So.
Okay. V'im nichse von nafshecha loyma, ki mitzas Hashem yisbaruch aleinu l'toyvlon kol hayomim, ki pshat ha-kosu, v'yitzaveinu Hashem l'kin l'asko l'chuk ma'ilu l'toyvlon kol hayomim chasein kei maseh. So even if you tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are good for us, are beneficial, give us benefit, nuchu loyma kech, al be'oifen hazeh she'edov hazeh gam ke b'gzeira, v'loy kumoy mi sh'roi tzaleitiv le'echad, v'im einu hazeh ka b'gzeira hazeh mekal yoch li'pote, in other words, once again, we can't make that the primary motivation, because if I tell you this item is to be had for $1,000, well, if you don't want the item, don't give me the money. Here, it's a gzeira, no matter what. In other words, the mitzvahs themselves are binding because they're gzeiras. They carry schar with them, and that's fine. But so just like, for instance, let's say where there's mandatory draft law, it also comes with benefits for the soldiers, but you can't say that you go to the army because of benefits. You go to the army because you have to go to the army, and the benefits are associated with it, but that's certainly not the cause of it. He says the toiv itself is a gzeir on Klal Yisrael. Now, let's the word that he says over here, that the tov is exer on Klal Yisrael, it could have one of two possible interpretations. One is the Chlad Chassidish Sfarim say that the Akash Baruch Hu wants us to get schar, that itself is a mitzvah and so on. But what he means probably is not that. It means like he says next line. We appear to it's a venus and kelaskal chukmel toivlon ugoime. In other words, Akadosh Baruch Hu has told us he wants us to become the good, and therefore, since the mitzvahs are the mechanism for tov, that's the gzeir. So when it says in the pasuk, so it means Akadosh Baruch Hu says you will be finer people, more refined people by having tov, and therefore I'm gozer on you to tov. Mikol makom, kivin shatov hazeh gzeira b'alkol shel adam, yom hazeh mitzvos lavlenes nitu. Kelinit adas hamikabel, v'shul kach hamitzvos hem ol al adam. So once again, the mitzvos lavlenes nitu means the mitzvah wasn't given as a means for hana. Which would make it optional, not up to us. If we like the Hanoah and we want what comes from it, then we can go ahead and choose or not choose. Just one sec. Come in. But ubevade das rambanzal tovin al inyan zeh ki hamitzvah shalonit achzer. So he says, "Kimshav zeh ugzer b'akosh adam yoyim b'zeh mitzvah l'arnesnu kilo nitnu al das hamikabel ubeshvilkach hamitzvus hem oil hal adam ubevaday das ramban zal tovin inyan zeh kamitzvah shonit achzer." So he says, the mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be good people. So, but the reason for being a good person is because it's Ratzon Hashem. So you can say that the mitzvah shapes us so that we be kind people, but it's not kindness as an independent entity that dictates to us what we ought to be. It's the other way around. So Akashor was Goyz on Adam, and all of them are there to make Midas Toivus in a person, which are Xeris in a person. Okay. Avil. Mashapir Sham Banzal Tamish, Amish Isimita Kashbach Rachmel Xeris Lema, Shalichos Akashbach Kent Sipa.
So
So Ramban says, it sounds like he says, that it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on Balei Chayim, because Balei Chayim are there to serve us. So it sounds, in Van Ramban he says, as if he's focused specifically on this inyan of a Balei Chayim. But not that anything else, but on people, one could, so any mitzvah that has to do with people, one could possibly say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Rachmanis. It's not the pshat, and I guess this is the way he puts down Rachmin. One could have said the following pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the Ani. He needs an agent to supply the Ani with money. He makes me the agent to supply the Ani with money. That could have been a way to express it. He says, no, that's not true. So it's not only by Balei Chayim. In any mitzvah, it's never seen as a need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whether a good need, a personal need, a need to accomplish something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to supply the Ani with money, he'd find a way to supply. He doesn't need me to be the one to reach out to do it. That's not the reason for it. So he says, "Keinus atak rachmanis v'gam gozal adam kashia adam merachim loyshe shemerachim al oni v'tzivus lo kashia finus aisa adam klehibed on tzadok hakol." It's not coming as a way in which to refinus the oni. U'mizeratam elo megam kashen zochem rachim kan tzipur. So it's same thing. You can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on the tzipur, and he needed somebody to stay away from it, so he told people to stay away from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have devised other systems, because in that mahalach, it's ke'ilu with fulfilling some mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind that for whatever reason he can't do himself. These are the gzeiras, in the sense, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be run in a certain way. So he's goes a rachmim on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that the right mahalach is rachmim. Let's just kind of compare it to something else where we get a sense of it. How do we look at the laws of nature? So the laws of nature within the Bria are inviolable. There's no way in which they can be violated. And they're absolute. That's what makes them laws of nature. And they are usually the best example of Midas Hadin. Absolute, unforgiving. There's no discounts. Every law works the same all the time. We believe that the reason these are absolute laws is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer them as such. That's why they have that type of strength of being absolute gzeiros. Im efshaloyme kasher nisbach merachem al adam laset tzedaka, kach efshaloyme kasher nisbach merachem al achaim shes achse, af imoneh oitar mitzorcheinu. Rak elu nitl adam a mitzvah b'shul shahay merachem. Rak hamitzvah gzeir leinu. V'lo yihibet Hashem nisbach mashem mekabel chofetz v'roitze. Rak hakol gzeir leinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiros were never dictated by the needs or wants of anything in the Bria. Ukemoy shebar Hashem spos ha'olam ve'im shekol ha'shebar ha'kolu b'toy ukechsev ha'yal ha'kim eskol ha'shasim toy moy mikol mokon l'boros ha'olam l'heitiv el ha'olam rak b'gzeiros ha'din nivra. So again, even the doing good to the world even the Toiv is a gzeira. Rechsim chol ma'aseh b'reishis shem elokim. Zatzim b'toira imshe kol drachel da'achanoyam ekonot n'sisro kol zestin. So it's not the pshat that the shorish of it is a giving and so on. It's the shorish of it is that because Gosher wants it. Because at the end of the day, what makes right right and the good good is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu it has decreed it that way. Just like we could picture a world with another set of laws, if you have a math, you have alternates to geometry that are perfectly valid, and you can't prove one over the other, you know, except in different worlds, different contexts. Here also, the Toiv and the Ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria are his gezeiros. And therefore, they are Toiv, but the shorish of it is this gezeira. Okay. V'loyhoye tzorcho l'Ramban zal litchoik klal. He says, the Ramban didn't have to be dochek, because even with the Ramban svara, there's room for there's room for a pshat. Da'af lefi svarase shesoyver. So I think what he means to say I think what he's trying to say in Ramban is as following. When I talk about you, why'd you do this, and you say out of Rachmanis, what I mean to say is Rachmanis is a feeling inside you that pushes you in one direction or another. So if I ask you, why'd you buy the following stock? Or why do you sell the following stock? So there are two answers. One answer is I calculated which one, you know, whether it's earning, not earning, what its future is, etc. I decided to buy into it. I could tell another one, well, the guy really, really sort of moved me that he needs to sell the stock and it's important for him, whatever, and I bought it. The difference in those two statements is vast. The first one, you are the balabayas, and you decided that this is the stock that you want to buy. The other one is, you have in you feelings that can sway a seichel. So even though you knew that this investment is not fantastic, but the guy is a nice guy, he's a friend of yours, he's whatever it is, and it swayed you. The reason why am I not strong enough or tough enough in making the final decision? Because there's something in me that doesn't let me act so tough. So what I'm saying in a sense is Seichel dictates A, but I'm at the mercy of certain emotions of mine. And you know, being at the mercy of mercy might not be so bad, but still he is saying that my actions are motivated or dictated by someone. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has feelings that can sway him. It starts with a decision. It starts with a gzeira, and so that Rachmim itself is a gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The imkol zeh shamitzas em gzeiras haYisrael em letoiv lano. So that was another an answer, even using Rabban's Mahalach, an answer for that. And despite the fact that all these mitzvahs are gzeiros, they still are for our good. So the content is toiv, but it's a gzeira, like Lamashal. Let's say a person is being trained in a very strict school. The training he's receiving is good, but it's all coming with a very strong hand of Din. It says over there, there was a machlokes where the Shavuos comes on Sunday, or Shavuos comes on the seventh week of whatever, you know, Pesach is, it's like the Pesach. The Baisusim who argued, and they said that it's always going to be on Sunday, that's Sunday. How do you know this? There was one old guy who had a taina. But Amay said, Moshe Rabbeinu of Yisrael Hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu was he liked Jews. He knows that Shavu is only one day. It's the first weekend that was instituted. Was that weekend, because they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes this thing, gives us weekends. Curl of Mikra Zeh, it says, Acharas HaYom Yichor Yav Derech HaSeyeh, Moshe Oiv Yisrael Hoyo, Lam Yichom Yimidubar Vayim Shana, Adkan. So he says, what exactly is what's the Vikuach over here? Ubein Yizeh, Kabaisus Ezer Yisoyve, Kechagim V'ma'adim HaShabbos Gamken Kulon Tevis Lano Yisrael. Ubein Yizeh Yisdeh. He also thought that Shabbos and Mo'adim and Chagim are all they're there for Klal Yisrael's pleasantness. In other words, there's no element of Gezeirah Din in it. It's suggestions for Klal Yisrael to enjoy themselves. Va'oma ki Moshe Oyv Yisrael va'yored nitna Torah Yisrael she'el toiv lehem. Well, the figure is in this anek beis yomim. So look at it. The Baisusi says it's Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu had the weekend in mind. He said that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, let's give them Shavuos. And Moshe said, you know what? And Moshe said, I'll fix it at a time that's very good. It's very fascinating. I once heard. This person is, you know, I don't know, he's, I guess, modern Orthodox, I forgot, I think it was Telushkin, I'm not sure, I don't know if it was Prager or Telushkin, one or two, and he spoke and he said, you know, how many people today remember when George Washington's birthday is, or Lincoln's birthday, and nobody in the audience knew, and he said, you know, it's because they moved it up to weekend, and therefore the date got completely obliterated, and we have no recollection of any special day or not. Klal Yisrael is meticulous with the dates, and therefore we know exactly when it happened. So he says, So he says, they won't argue on Torah. They taina that Torah Shaval Peh is an invention, it's not coming from Shemayim. They understood that on a Kodesh Baruch Hu you can't pin down the say to him that he did it because he liked Haiso. Rak Oma, Vishvil Shatoy Nita de Moshe Ben Asholem, Volkach Nita Yorik Moshe Mekabel Muchen, Voyav Yisrael, Venasa Yorish Yisanga Bez Yomim. So Moshe Rabbeinu adopted it. In other words, in a certain sense, this was, I guess, the Shita of the Baisusim that, and the Tzukim, it's not the Pshat that Torah Shaval Peh is an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that certain halachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave B'Ksav, and certain halachas He gave us Baal Peh, but rather, these were all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do as you like and understand. That's what Torah Shaval Peh is. It's, I'm giving you the basics, and guys, figure out what's the geshmak's the way to do it, and do it. Moshe Rabbeinu's midah was not either the midah of chesed without din. V'lachay nitna Torah shel din al yodai. V'mayemuchin Moshe Tevis Yisrael shetnasu al yodai shetoris hamekavu v'loy midas adin. V'lamalich midah baruch shanu v'yamanik shalhem. In other words, midas hadin means that things have a substance of their own, a dynamic of their own, a metzius of their own. And therefore they are totally inflexible as regards the desires and needs of the person getting it. It's just like the laws of nature. We can figure out how to make use of them in a way, but that by using them we derive benefit from it. But there's no way we could change the law itself to be in a way that's more useful for us or more enjoyable. Moshe Rabbeinu, being a manhig, means that you apply the nation to Midas Adin. You say to yourself, this is emes. How do you get to that point? This is one of the real nafkeminas. In the world of Kiruv, if in the Kiruv today, you ask yourself that the conservative movement, when it started, seemed to be very similar. Their point was, listen, there are tons of people being Mechal Shabbos. Let's at least get them to do something, come to Shul, have a Jewish identity, give the tzedakah, send the kids for chinuch. It made a lot of sense. And you ask yourself, how is that different than Chabad place or Kira place and so on? And the answer is, as long as you're very clear about what's right and wrong, that Shabbos is an absolute chiyuv to be Shomer Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is. But not everybody's holding there, not everybody's shayach to it, and to get to there might take many baby steps, or doing some of what's right is important. As long as the standard is not bent, that's fine. It's when you bend the standard you have a problem. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg once spoke in Esha Torah. He spoke many times, but I heard him, one of the times I spoke in Esha, I heard him. So he was making a point about why Torah can't be given by Nevuah. But the point that he said was really applies here. So he said over that when he was young, he was learning in Chaim Berlin, and the Nightseer ended at 10 o'clock at night. Roosevelt announced that he was going to make a very important speech at 9 o'clock at night. So there was a real dilemma. You can't leave Seder before Seder. They're not going to Seder before Seder. They're not going to miss Roosevelt's speech. So what do you do? Real dilemma. Shira Bach's dilemma. So Rabbi Yaakov solved it. He got up. He moved the yeshiva clock ahead an hour. So everybody was in Seder until 10 o'clock. And they didn't miss Roosevelt's speech. Everything was very, very good. So his point was, if you can keep playing around with the standards, then you'll always meld them to fit your desires, and it's worthless. Someone told me something similar might have happened. He shared something that the mashgiach was very upset, and he said, like, you destroyed the standards of the yeshiva. In other words, I once said, it says by midos meaning weights and measures, that it says, you can't hold in your kiss, in your pocket, two different weights and measures. You don't find anywhere else in the Torah, I'm allowed to hold chazan in my house. There's no problem with that. Chametz, it's only because I'm used to it all year. So, but weights and measures, I can't possess. It's a love to possess false measures. And I think the logic is because it's not only the weighing itself and the cheating the person, but standards by the nature need to be absolute. And if a person has a standard that's malleable, that sort of can be 10 pounds for this guy, 11 pounds for this guy, that becomes a real problem. In my days, it was a very popular joke that a firm was hiring an accountant. So they asked the first guy, how much is 2 and 2? He said, 4. So they said, mister, you're too straight for us. You're not good. Okay? Second guy comes in, how much is 2 and 2? He says, 5. He says, you don't know how to do math. Not for us. Called the third guy, how much is 2 and 2? He says, whatever you'd like it to be. So that's the twisting the standards means there's no standard whatsoever. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if he's the nice Torah, it's din. Nimtzah shleihoyim Moshe muchan le'anigos anoisa. Moshe wasn't there to comfort them, to give them pleasure and comfort. Rak Moshe yemuchan ala yoshe ve'emes. Because she loy zochu bedin hoyim ma'achum anigos ve'amid ba'aboyim shona, kichol anigos ha'bedin. In other words, Klal Yisrael needed to become who they needed to become. Whatever it took. V'chein ha'toyah shas Hashem zot de Moshe akol b'midas ha'dinah v'yoshe. Le'yoma b'zeshu la'noah sa'mekabel. So the word hanoah sa'mekabel, that the pleasure or tainug of the mekabel as he is, that's not what dictates it. In a certain sense, and let's understand it also, when the mekabel will become what the din wants him to become, then he'll be misanik from it. Moshel ma'adav adayma. If let's say I'm being mechanic my child, so usually whatever it is that I'm asking him to do homework and his lessons and everything else is usually not his first line of pleasure, or else I would need to coax him. But my understanding is that when he becomes educated, adult, mature, etc., he will in fact derive great pleasure from it because he will be a scholarly person, a functioning person, and so on. So in all these mitzvahs, there's another nekuda that, yes, at first glance or at first on, there's not going to be any real tainu coming out from these things. But when the person will change and become in the mold of the din, of the emes, then he will become, it'll become, he will be nana from it. Razake said, you see clearly, Torah is not there to fit Klal Yisrael as they are. It's there to fit Klal Yisrael as they ought to be. Omnom. It's not that the Divrei Torah doesn't possess the good and the pleasant, so again, the fact that Torah is good and is pleasant is true, but that's not what gives it its validity. Torah is given as the right and the good, which carries in itself toiv. Ve'imza akor lo toiv lono. Kein royu el ashehu ha-toiv amiti, shev men rak toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv, it's appropriate that only toiv comes from him. Ulefikach ha-toiv lo toiv lono. Ach ha-tzavoi hi gzeir shegoz ha-lei mitzvos. So the commandment, which is which is what gives it its validity, its obligatory nature, that's gzeir and that's din. It's not a suggestion for a pleasant life. It's a gzeira of what you have to do. Those things are good for us, and they bring us joy and good. What makes a mitzvah, the essence of mitzvah is a tzavo, the toiv that comes out of it, So this is what's meant by the fact that he makes the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gzeiris, rachman, all gzeiris, means the mitzvah itself is a gzeira. It does us good, and at the end of the day, it also is enjoyable, it's pleasant. But that's not what the mitzvah is. That's what the mitzvah accomplishes. But it's an obligation based on a tziva Hashem Yisbarach. I have to go a bit early. I have to be back hold of somebody. Any questions? Anything?
No, perfect.
Okay, very good. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we're also good. Yeah, right. We're good next week. Okay.
Thank you very much.